Milo. Can Milo, so he bothers with the question. I mean, how do you, like, did he go and look at all the Chachamim and sort of add them up and say that he's bigger? Because what he's saying here is, he's not saying he's bigger than any one Chacham, he's saying he's bigger than all the Chacham together. So that means he kilu has to have gone through all the Chachamim and said, put together, it's strange. He explained that the ability to remember is a koyach hanefesh, which is mekabla kol veinim abedava. In this world, things are very hefsid. In the world of seichel, the world of nefesh, there is no hefsid. In other words, had he felt that Eliezer ben Hyrcanus is of the same plane as the Chachamim, but just that you can add a lot more, and in other words, he has many multiples of their wisdom, more wisdom, then he could never make a statement like this, because you can't calculate it. He was of a different type of, it's like saying when I'm talking about computers, which is quicker, this computer, that quicker, that computer, that there I have a hard time, but an abacus is a computer, it's a different world. So since Eliezer ben Hyrcanus is a koyach shaloi b'tavak, shorobai shayif koyach zel Reb Eliezer ben Hyrcanus shaloi b'tavak min hagash olam. ובשביל כך אומר שהוא מכריע את כולו. כי דבר שהוא בלתי טבעי הוא יסע במעלה, עד שהוא מכריע את כל הדברים שמצד הטבע כך שלו. In other words, I mean, on a simple level, when something is דרך הטבע, it means that it falls under certain קדרים, and it's of the same kind. So טבע to טבע to טבע, you can't make any real statements, which is better, which is more important, which is bigger. Doesn't work like that. But once he saw that his koyach zikaron was not shayach to olam hateva, so any chachamim whose metzias was olam hateva would be different. Now, b'sholim mishmoy, if you call chachamim mitzvah b'kaf mazayim, v'lozim ben rok simoem, v'lozim rach b'kaf shniyah machriyas kulam. V'zeh, kim v'lozim rok zayim alosim tzad koyach hanafshi, v'sholim ma'abe tipa, hoy v'lozim rach kimayin ha-mizgabe, So these are two different inyanim. One is the inyan of not losing anything. It's a certain koach hanafshi, and Eliezer ben Aroch was mischakim atzmaim kol hachokhmes. Ushneim kol hachokhmes habi. So both of them were kolul with a lot of chokhmas. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus mitzad shui mekabel harbe, v'yigma bur sid sheinim abe tipa, v'Eliezer ben Aroch shui me'atma yimoysif ha'chokhma, v'nasik imayinu mezgabel. V'bigmor mitzvah besuka omru al Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus shui omru dover miyomov me'atma yimoysif ha'chokhma, rak masha shom epi rabbi, kiriyas ha'chosam. V'im kein, the milos Rabbi Eliezer shui mekabel ha'toyer v'inim abe tipa, so let's, I just want to add a point here that might be a little bit not clear. He's going to go on if which one is, if there's a machlekes who's better or two different studim and so on. In a yonim of chochmas ha'olam, if we're to measure two scientists, one who knows all the information, and one who's a mechadish, we would definitely get fired. It's a mechadish, especially today when you have computers. But even without that, there's a sort of a bechina of chamarnas as far. This person, sachakol, just has a lot of information stored, and this person can actually be mechadish. That would be true in Yonim of Olam Hazeh. In Yonim of Olam Hazeh, we're talking about the Etzem Mitzad, the Chiddush, there's an infinite Koyach to be Mechadish. The Zikaron is a mechanical Chachma, that's that. But But if you're talking about Chochmas HaTorah, so it shifts slightly, because on the one hand, we're not trying to say who's more of a creative writer. We're trying to say who knows the emes more. Whose darga of nefesh is a stronger darga of nefesh? Someone that the pshat is that he's koilet tayra na'ifin, that's not physical. The zikaron is because the person himself, his kalita, is not of a physical nature, it's a nafshistic nature, and therefore he is one with the Torah, and the raya is that he doesn't lose any of it. Or the person that is, that when he's mechadesh, it's Torahdik, it's correct, he's mechavna la'emes. When the person who's being mechadesh does always have the issue of maybe he didn't get it right. The person who's koilet has a complete kalita for Torah. The assumption is he has all of Torah. He may not know new cases and so on. But mitzad, when you're measuring the person as a chachma Yisrael, when you measure the person of how much is his Torahdik mohus, there's a makom lekan and a makom lekan. Well, the fear nearest is that b'shol choilek al tanakama. He holds it's a machlokes. You could have said each one is talking about a different nekuda. He's talking about how big of a machadish. He's talking about how big of a zikaron he has. The two different milas. But here we're talking. But the being choilek means ofenya b'shol choilek tanakama kile tanakama odit mashal kachol tanakama loza. Leitzerch lochitis amidaitu shasholos amraka koloy imoy. It says something about the atzmius of the chacham. In other words, a person who knows all the emes, and we're talking about somebody whose mohus is identified with emes, then the etzem, this person is kulei chachma. A person who knows the answer to all the questions he asks because he knows the Gemara, because he knows the tshuvas, he knows this, he knows that. So l'chora, his mohus is completely identical with Torah. Whereas the other person, Abba Shah, Adam Hashem, Oitach Kol Chomot Aitri, Ki Bezeo Yifalu Yemegil Lamin Chesuan B'Chochma, Kashoy Kemayin Mizgabra, V'lo Yovi Lichlal Ashkozem B'Chochmas. He's somebody, this Maile, he does not allow for any Chisaren to be Shoylin in it. The first one, Rebel Yezer, there's a Hechatimtza of Chisaren, in Rabbi Lozab Darach, there's no hechatimts of chisar. Rabbi Lozab Darach, Rabbi Lozab Darach, Rabbi Lozab Darach, he also had a shleg b'tev shleg b'chagar ilam. Olakach om, and yukol chach miyisro, Rabbi Lozab Darach, b'simom kafechot, Rabbi Lozab Darach, kafshni, and achiyaz kulam. Ki kol acham in fitzeru min hagoi, and therefore they automatically are not megea to eat one, to these two, to Rabbi Lozab and Rabbi Yezer. So all we have two candidates who are shaloi kedera ha'ilam, and therefore the question is just these two koiches, which is bigger and which is smaller. So again, when we're talking about measuring the two talmidim and who's bigger and who's cheshiva, it wasn't really like a beauty contest on the Talmidim. It was more an understanding of which midas and which midah is the more is it defines the atzmius of chachma. The fact that the person's kalita is there, and that means the chachma is all there befoil, or mitzad. He has in himself a gedda of being able to fill in the piece. I want to add one nekuda, again, because to us, we always tend to think of the person who can fill in the pieces as being the cheshiva one. There's an old, joke on the expense of chassidim that a very wealthy balabas was looking to find a haimish abucha as an edim, and he came to a shiva and asked him. So he said, well, I have a very fine boy for you. He's an Elich Sefer Yigaman, he's Ayish Shemayim, and he knows 100 Sipur Tzadikim Baal Peh. So he said, nah, I'm looking for much Cheshev Bacha. The kid's the second Bacha knows 300 Sipur Tzadikim Baal Peh. Finally, the guy said, listen, I'm very wealthy. I will give him whatever he wants and needs. Give me the best. So pointed to a Bacha, he's Erlich Ayish Shemayim. He knows 500 Sipur Tzadikim, and he's a big Mechadish as well. You know, for us, a Mechadish tends to be a Mila, because it's not replaceable and so on. But I want to be Oymed on a certain Nekuda. When a person has a Koyach to be Mechadish, and again, we're talking about not creative writing, where a person is creating new things, but a person who wants to be Mechadish a Libet Emes through working through the Inyan and coming up with the answer himself, rather than knowing it. So, at that moment, the chachma is bekoyach and not befoil. It's not, he doesn't have the information, he doesn't know, but he can work it out. So if I ask the person, a person who knows Kol HaTorah Kula befoil, he knows it. So I can say to the person, his thought process, his perspective, anytime you'll ask him a shayla, everything like that, it will come out. His cook is teredik, that's him, because that's all he knows, and he knows it before. The other person will work it out. So that means it's not there before yet. Just like everything else that we did, just like our whole avodah is always to bring minakoach alapol. This person has potential, but not actualization. And that's why you have the Rebbe Eliezer, the Rebbe Lozer Machlekes. Amalem, Tzuru. So then he asked his Talmidim, Tzuru. So he has a bunch of kashas here. Simuk, Yesh Lishom, Lama Bocha Kalech Vech Midim Yechedes. Why each one picked different Mida? Or Mara Kalech Vech Kacha, Shabok Kalech Vech Midim Yechedes. It's like, you would expect the general admiration for Midas to be, everyone should hold to the same thing. Void, Maror Bishru Lifcha Chavetoyf, Chavetoyv is a nice guy, nice, you know, friend. And if having a Chavetoyv is a good midah, he nashed toiv b'atzav v'ari yisur yisur ma'ilah. So himself is good, it's certainly better. But loyma asher hu toiv. V'yaitim is a rabbi said shochem toiv. What's shochem toiv? Why is it called, why is it one of the midahs of Meshubachos? The oid lama amel talmidav to read the derech sheiftol by adam. Lama amu gubasa desho adam. Why was he having this contest with the talmidim here? And he asked. Sorry. Hello.
Yeah.
You want to ask something or?
No. We're listening.
Okay. The oid amat suru uid the derech rosh is achmen adam. Halacha lechayim a hefik mo derech atoyva. Chutz nebshim and shem alevi nushalim. Or the lema sheni roes anoylat. Romans only farish mashama aloy ben mishalom dahainu ene roya ben noilat. She noil delas lefanish la lahalvas oid oisei. That lemaisa aloy ben mishalom is a perfect example, the Rambam says, of ene roya ben noilat. But ma'amoyda dama ze rochik, the mikosh she aloy mikosh ben roya noilat. Then there's a cat, you know, tell me the klal. You said the klal is a good one. U'bazer ekoil kol mishon roya ben noilat b'chol ashe yaseh, kima amira chashuv ashe roya ben noilat. Void kim this asha veitzarach loyluvos oin machayim. In kengs in mishalom in eretz anil, but the person became wealthy, so he defaults on his old loans. He twice he doesn't need any more money, and he defaults on his old loans. Chema shama echad levi min adam to levi min amakim. Or beizet tzad nasa levi min adam to levi min amakim. What does it mean? Okay, so basically all the shilas of Charavim. Rabbanu lemaylo. Midas are like a tree. I guess if we're to give a good picture, there's roots in a person's nefesh. There is a tree trunk, which is like the midah, and then there are the peiros that are the maisim. Because when a person acts in a certain way, there's the maisi did. There's the midah, which is the general pattern of how this person works. This person is very strict. This person is very giving. this person is closed in. And then there's roots in a person's nefesh where these midot come from. I think one spoke about it, the Rama calls them deos and so on. There's certain basic attitudes in a person. For instance, let's take an example. A person who's mekane. So basically, he has a certain pattern of behavior. Whenever somebody else gets something, he badmouths him. He's always looking to gain things other people have. V'chulu. Those are a pattern of hanhagis that we call kina. They come from a certain sheirish. Sometimes a person feels inadequate. He feels he doesn't have anything, and everything he sees, you know, he always feels he needs to have it to be somebody. It could be it's a person that he doesn't see life as a tachlis between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sees the tachlis to be the world around him. There are shroshim in a person's nefesh that are mechayev the midas. When a person has a goodness in his nefesh, it produces a certain midah type. And it's the tev of a person that he looks good. He looks with a good eye at those midas, those inyanim that are within his nature. A person who is a very studious person looks around and he admires studious people. A person who is a very giving person looks around people that are giving. Klal is, you meshabeach something along with what your nefesh is. Bifrat kishemidei bevarei teiva, certainly if it is a good mida. Umipnei sheizke abirah mezakeh maila shvashmeh matal midim v'achona teiva sheboi. Rotsa ladaf yom midas ha-teivas nirshu me'achona shesh kolak tebechot. שאם המידויס הטויבס נמשוך מן החונה של כל אחד ואחד יורש שכל אחד ואחד יש בה מיד הטויבה לגמרי ולקחו מצורו איזה דרך שידגבר אותו. In other words, he wanted to get a sense from his Talmidim to see if there was a shleimus to their midas. The shleimus to the midas would work if their mohus napshis and their midas would be of a hemshchik nature. So, Lamashal, let's say I take somebody who's not, he doesn't have a affinity to learning, and I just force him to do a lot of learning. So, I notice that his learning is not rooted in a sheirish of avos emes, of a tzachochma, avos emes. Then it's a problematic midah. It's not going to be b'shleimus because it's not really rooted in something that's toiv. A person has been trained to do lots of chesed. And somebody trained him. And, you know, do this, the other things, so on and so forth. If it's not because there was a sheirish in the nefesh, then it's not real chesed. It's not real giving. And like everything else that's not real, it's not going to last either. I guess I would like to make the point of both directions. There were shitas of chinuch that pushed training people to do X, Y, or Z. If you train a child to be polite, if you train a child to do for others and so on and so forth, versus the shita of opening up the child's mind and heart, and sort of tapping into the midas. One without the other is not going to be complete. A person who has a neshirish of the neshama, chesed and goodness and fineness and kindness, but he's never been trained to pick himself up and give. He's going to find the engine is great, the transmission is terrible. There's no transmission fluid, or it's broken. He can't get himself, he's in the middle of a meal, he can't pick himself up and get something to somebody else. He just doesn't have the kelim to do it. It's very, very important to recognize both sides of the equation. If you train a child for something, you haven't made him into a good person, but you've given him kelim. If you have spoken and kind of developed a child's nefesh and so on, not a child, actually, it's a young man, it's usually when you're older, then you've given him a sheirish, but he doesn't have kalim unless he's practiced. There's a mice, Reb Chatzkel used to send around a tzedakah pushkin in Shanghai during davening. The tzedakah they gave was like the equivalent of a broken penny today. Nobody had money, and everybody was kind of living off the same few dollars that the yeshiva gave, and everybody was starving. So the Tzedakah of Chatzkel, like, what's the point of it? I mean, you know, take from the poor, to give to the poor, and it's not a big collection either. And his lesson was, I don't want the hands to become rusty. There's a certain, you know, the hand is also an important part of the giving. There's some people, they see an ani, they stop and they give. So it's true that it could be training only. But without training, with all the beautiful nefesh of chesed and all sorts of wonderful things, it's not going to happen because the person doesn't have the kalim to do it with. The hand is also part of it. The hand is rusty and it's lazy. So there is something. I remember, I guess, a culture gap when I came to England, not England, Israel, in yeshiva, there were a lot of English bachurim with us. The English bachurim had all been trained perfectly. Remember, this was 1970, so they still had old school training, and the boys were like really trained. The Americans were para-adams. Nice para-adams, but para-adams. And it was very interesting. The English would get drunk with the freedom that the Americans had, and the Meir Yeshiva, everybody enjoyed the freedom, and that was everybody kind of. But Mitzad Sheni, the Americans didn't have kalim, even if he wanted his room to be organized. He didn't have any kalim to organizing his room. He had never in his life organized anything. Even if he wanted to sit down and write a letter, he didn't have any kalim to write. Nobody told him to read, nobody told him to write, nobody told him to sit down by a piece of paper and to put thoughts on paper in an orderly fashion and so on and so forth. I mean, there was certain kalim that you give in training, but it's lifeless unless the person taps into a certain panemius also. So a person, so that's what he was looking to see at these Talmidim. He was looking to see, was there, the things they were doing, was it shaykh to their nefesh? And if they were to say, this is great, and the muscles, so you see sometimes a person is trained to admire something, because by society, even though he Be'etzim doesn't admire it, there's going to be a forced misafa lechutz, and it's not going to be emes to him. It's not mushrash in his nefesh, and he can't inherit. So that was the purpose of this whole exercise. He knew his talmidim, he understood talmidim, understood what their sherish and nefesh was. This person had the five different yanim that he spelled out before. He would now ask them, what do you admire? That's the midah. If the midah was consistent with the sheirish, then there's a shleimus to it. If the midah was not consistent, then he recognized that it's a problem. Any questions?
No.
What?
No, they were good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll hold it here. Beginning actually of the different midas, and Be'ezus Hashem, just let me see, next week, I think.